بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كيف يكون للمشركين عهد عند الله وعند رسوله إلا الذين عاهدتم عند المسجد الحرام فما استقاموا لكم فاستقيموا لهم إن الله يحب المتقين.
Verse number 7. It is not correct for those who associate partners with Allah to have a treaty and an assurance of protection from Allah and His Messenger, except for the treaty you made with those idolaters at the sacred mosque in the Treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah. As long as they uphold the treaty with you and do not break it, then you should also not break it. Allah loves those of His servants who are mindful of Him by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions.
كيف وإن يظهروا عليكم لا يرقبوا فيكم إلا ولا ذمة يرضونكم بأفواههم وتأبى قلوبهم وأكثرهم فاسقون.
Verse number 8. How can they have a treaty with you and an assurance of protection when they are your enemies? If they gain the upper hand over you, they will not be mindful of Allah in relation to you, nor will they respect any relationship or any treaty. Instead, they will impose the worst punishment on you. They please you with fancy speech uttered by their tongues, but their hearts do not agree with their tongues. They will not fulfill what they promised, and most of them deviate from following Allah by breaking the treaty.
اشتروا بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا فصدوا عن سبيله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون.
Verse number 9. In order to satisfy their passions and desires, they took a trivial price of the things of this world in exchange for following Allah's words, which includes fulfillment of treaties. They prevented themselves from following the truth, and they turned away from it. They also prevented others from the truth. Such actions are most certainly evil.
لا يرقبون في مؤمن إلا ولا ذمة وأولئك هم المعتدون.
Verse number 10. Due to their hatred, they do not have any consideration for Allah in how they deal with the believers, nor do they respect any relationship or treaty. They overstep Allah's limits because they are oppressive and hostile.
فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَنُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 11. If they repent to Allah from their disbelief, pronounce the two declarations of faith, establish the prayer, give the zakat of their wealth, then they will become Muslims and they will be your brothers in religion. They will then have the same rights and duties as you, and it will not be lawful for you to fight them. Their acceptance of Islam will protect their lives, wealth, and honor. Allah explains the verses clearly to a people who know, as they are the ones who will benefit from them and will cause others to benefit as well.
وَإِن نَكَثُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ عَهْدِهِمْ وَطَعَنُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَا أَيْمَانَ لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَنْتَهُونَ
Verse number 12. If these idolaters, with whom you entered into a treaty not to fight for a set period, break their oaths and promises and insult your religion and attack it, then fight them, because they are the leaders of disbelief, and there are no treaties or promises that can protect their lives. Fight them in the hope that they will stop their disbelief, violation of their treaties, and speaking badly of their religion.
ألا تقاتلون قوما نكثوا أيمانهم وهموا بإخراج الرسول وهم بدؤوكم أول مرة أتخشونهم فالله أحق
Verse number 13. Why do you, O believers, not fight a people who have broken their treaties and promises, and who have attempted in their meeting at Dar al-Nadwa to expel the messenger, peace be upon him, from Mecca? They started the fight against you in the first place when they assisted the children of Bakr, who were the allies of the Quraysh, against the children of Khuza'a, who were the allies of the Messenger, peace be upon him. Is it because you are afraid of them that you do not go forward to fight them? It is Allah, may He be glorified, that you should fear, if you are truly believers. Beneficial points. 1. The verses show that fighting against the idolaters who broke their treaty was due to many reasons, the most important of which was their breaking of the treaty. 2. The treaty that is respected by Allah and His Messenger is with those who do not break it. Any person who upholds his treaty will be treated accordingly. 3. The verses contain proof that those who do not discharge their ritual prayer or the prescribed charity will be fought against until they discharge the same, as was done by Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him. 4. Some scholars use the word insult your religion as evidence that the person who deliberately insults and mocks their religion must be put to death. 5. The verses indicate that the believer who fears Allah alone should be the bravest of all people in a fight.
قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم وينصركم عليهم ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين.
Verse number 14. Fight then, O believers, the idolaters, so that Allah may punish them by your hands by you killing, humiliating, defeating, and capturing them. He also wants to help you, making you overcome the idolaters and to heal the hearts of a believing people who had not seen fighting through the believers killing, capturing, defeating, and overcoming their enemies.
ويذهب غيظ قلوبهم ويتوب الله على من يشاء والله عليم حكيم.
Verse number 15. In this way, he will also remove the anger in the hearts of his believing servants by giving them victory. Allah turns in mercy to whomever he wills among those who were stubborn if they repent to him asking for forgiveness. The last part of this verse describes the case of some of the people of Mecca on the day it was conquered by the Muslims. Allah knows the truth about those who repent to him and is wise in his creation and his administration and lawgiving.
أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تُتْرَكُوا وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَا رَسُولِهِ وَلَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِيجَةً وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ
Verse number 16. Do the believers think that Allah would leave them without testing them? Testing is one of Allah's customs, and they will be tested until Allah clearly proves those who strive with sincerity for Him, who do not take protectors apart from Allah, His Messenger and the believers, and do not make intimate friends with the disbelievers. Allah is aware of everything you do. Nothing is hidden from Him, and you will be repaid for your actions.
مَا كَانَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ أَن يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ شَاهِدِينَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ بِالْكُفْرِ أولئك حبطت أعمالهم وفي النار هم خالدون
Verse number 17. It is not right for the idolaters to attend or care for Allah's places of worship, worshipping in them or doing good actions in them, while confirming their disbelief through their displaying of polytheism and the like. Their actions are wasted because they do not have faith, and faith is the condition for actions being accepted. On the Day of Judgment, they will enter the fire of hell, living in it eternally, unless they repent from idolatry before their death.
إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين
Verse number 18. It is only right that places of worship should be supported and cared for by those who have faith in Allah alone, who do not associate partners with Him, who have faith in the Day of Judgment, who establish the prayer and give the zakat from their wealth, and who do not fear anyone except for Allah. Glory be to Him. Such people will be guided to the right path, while the idolaters are the farthest away from it.
أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِّ وَعِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لا يستوون عند الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين
Verse number 19. Do the idolaters think that giving water to the pilgrims and caring for the sacred mosque is like someone who has faith in Allah, not associating any partners with Him, having faith in the Day of Judgment, striving with their self and their wealth to make the word of Allah supreme and the word of disbelievers lowest? Do they consider them to be equal in virtue before Allah? They will never be equal before Allah, and Allah will not give success to those who do wrong by being idolaters, even if they do good actions, such as giving water to the pilgrims.
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً عِندَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ
Verse number 20. Those who have faith in Allah and emigrate from the lands of disbelief to the lands of Islam, striving for Allah's sake with their wealth and their selves, have the greatest rank with Allah. Such people will succeed in achieving what they desire and avoiding what they fear. Beneficial points. 1. The verses that show love of Allah for His believing servants and His care for them in their different situations, making the aim of His sacred law the healing of what is in their breasts and the removal of their anger. 2. The legislation of fighting to achieve this great aim, to make clear the true believers who are dedicated to the religion of Allah from those who are liars and claim that they have faith. 3. The rightful maintainers of places of worship are those who have faith and who do righteous deeds, among the most important of which are performing the prayer and giving the charity, which is a duty, and who have awe of Allah, which is the root of all goodness. 4. Striving for Allah's sake and having faith in Him is much better than giving water to the pilgrim and maintaining the sacred mosque, because faith is the root of the religion, while striving for Allah's sake is the highest level of this.